Meir Shabir Zatzal, as a kid, was known as a tremendous Eloi. And the Gedolim and Tzadikim at that time used to try to ask him different kashas as a youngster to try to bring out his Eloishkeit to see what he had to say. And the story is said over, this brought down in the one of the biographies of Meir Shapiro, that as a kid, he was 9 years old, and was at a Shabbos Suda, and somebody over there asked him the following question. One of the Zmiris for Shabbos, it starts off, Chai Hashem Baruch Tzuri, we say the following line. El haharim esa enai ke hilol v'lo ke shamai. I should turn my eyes towards the mountains like hilol and not like shamai. Starts off tzamanav shel Hashem yamale seva samai. El haharim esa enai ke hilol v'lo ke shamai. I should look towards the mountains like hilol, not like shamai. And he asked Amir Shapiro, what is the meaning of this line? It seems like a Medrash Pliya. I should look towards the mountains like hilol, not like shamai. What are these mountains? What do they have to do with Shabbos? And what does it have to do with hilol and not shamai? And on the spot, as a 9-year-old kid, he said over the following Yiluy Shibshat in this Shabbos Mirs. So it was based on our Sugya over in Chagiga, Dafyod, the Mishnah over in Chagiga. So he said, the Mishnah over here says that Hilcha Shabbos are ke harorim hatluyim besaira. Hilcha Shabbos are like a mountain, they're compared to a mountain which is hanging from the from a very thin hair. And why is that? Because as the Gemara explains, Hilcha Shabbos has a lot of halachis, but the mikra is muat. There's very little psukim, very, very little we can find in the psukim to teach us these halachas. So it's like a big, huge mountain hanging from a hair. That's the ending of hararim hatzolim basaira. So he said right away, that's the pshat in el haharim esayinai. I would look towards the mountains. Haharim is a reference to Shabbos. As the Mishnah says, Shabbos is hararim hatzolim basaira. And therefore, we refer to Shabbos as the harim. That's what this zemer is referring to. That's the shaychus to Shabbos, el haharim esayinai. Now, what's kehil of lokeh shamai? What does that have to do with hilol and shamai? So he went on to explain like this. He said that the what is it exactly about Shabbos, which is haram until you Messiah? So the Gemara comes out on the bottom of the Amid that is referring to the din of Malachas Machshavas. Malachas Machshavas also Tara, that a Malacha on Shabbos is only also when it's a Malachas Machshavas, which means you're being Mechav and you're being Mechashav to do the Malacha. But if you don't have a mind to do the Malacha, then it would be Mutter. How do we know the din of Malachas Machshavas is like Rashi? That is learned out from the Smichas, because the Pasuk Malachas Machshavas is really not written by Shabbos, it's written by the Mishkan. But being that Shabbos is samach to the Mishkan, being that there's a smichas of Shabbos to the Mishkan, the parsha of Shabbos is written samach to the Mishkan, we darshan smuchim, and we say that din of malach samach Shabbos, which is written by the Mishkan, would apply to Shabbos as well, and therefore it's called harorim atzolim besaira, because this is something which is not beferish in the psukim, it's only learned out from the smichas, and therefore this big halacha, malach samach Shabbos, which is a har, is totally besaira, is hanging on this hair of the smuchim. So Rami Shavir went on to say like this. He said that the Mishnah says in Menachas and Daf Mem that if you have a sadin of pishtan, you have a sadin which is made out of pishtan. Bishamis say it's pater from tzitzis, and Bissel say it's chayv in tzitzis. Bishamis say it's pater from tzitzis because the sadin is made out of pishtan. You're going to put chutim of tzemer as a problem of kilaim, and you can't have kilaim on your tzitzis, and therefore it's pater from tzitzis. But Bissel say you're chayv in tzitzis. Why is Dr. Rashi? Because Bissel darshan smuchim to be mater kilaim in tzitzis. The pasuk says gedilim tasel lacha. And right next to that pasuk, it says, "L'sol b'shatan is semer pishnam yachtav." When we darshan the smuchim of the ksub sukim, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is daicha the lav of kilayim. So it's mavur from over there that b'sol darshan smuchim, but b'shamim do not darshan smuchim, and therefore b'shamim say you're not allowed to put the tzitzis of tzemer on your baget of pishnam. So zaktim eshabir, that's the pshat in the zemer. Ela harim esayinai. We refer to Shabbos as a har, as a big mountain which is hanging from a saira. Why? Because the din of malachas machshavas is not written by Shabbos, it's written by the Mishkan, and we need to come out to a smuchim to learn it to Shabbos, which is a haram tuli masaira. That is kehilo v'lokeh shamai, but that's only true according to Hillel, not according to Shamai, because according to Hillel, who darshan smuchim, then you could say that the din of malachas machshavas is learned out from the smichas of Shabbos of the Mishkan, and it's a haram tuli masaira. But according to Shamai, who does not darshan smuchim, according to them, obviously, that can't be the Pshat of Melechus Machshabbos. It's not because of Samach to the Mishkan. Either they have a different Rosh or some other type of Makar, but it's not from here. And therefore, according to them, it's not Haram Matulim Messiah. And that is the Pshat. In the Zemer, Elohar Messiah, this Shabbos is considered Haram Matulim Messiah because of the Din of Melechus Machshabbos is Kehillel. That's only true if Kehillel, who Darshan Smuchim, but like Shamay, not like Shamay doesn't Darshan Smuchim. That was the Elushkai Demir Shapiro that he said as a 9-year-old.